Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Brown. Batting fifth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Dean. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dizzy Dean. And now, play ball. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. Kline moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards second. Herman catches it and steps on second to double up Kline. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a pop-up towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Atwood interferes with Lazzari, who is awarded first base. Gallen moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Herman reaches second base with a double. Hack moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins is walked intentionally. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Collins moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazary fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Klein moves to third. Martin moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. Martin scores. Whitney moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies too, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kline hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lazzari fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Coker triplet pinch hits for Dizzy Dean. Coker triplet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Mueller applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a line drive towards first. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen strikes out. There goes Marty. The throw from Atwood to Sherin, and Marty is out. 2 outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cap Clark pinch hits for Bill Atwood. Cap Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Corbett pinch hits for Bucky Walters. Gene Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.